This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.
You were looking at that couple inside?
Actually, I was just looking at this little pink number over here.
Oh, yeah, that's kind of nice. They look happy, don't they? You know, it reminds me of an issue of Spider-Man I did.
Oh, my God. Aren't you?
Oh, Stanley.
Welcome back to the Baxter, Dr. Richards. I've got the usual for you. Good to have you back, sir.
You know, I guess one person can make a difference. Enough said.
Captain, that's your cue.
I thought he'd be taller.
And all the other worlds would just pass us by.
Any questions?
Yeah. Can I have my shoe back?
It's a bunch of cameos from Stan Lee, who passed away at the age of 95 yesterday, the Marvel Comics legend. And there's no word on a cause of death, but if I were a betting man, I'd say he died from being 95. I don't know. What does one die of when you're 95 years
old? Yeah, I think being 95, yeah.
He started Marvel in 1961 with Jack Kirby, and they co-created the Fantastic Four, Spider-Man, Black Panther, The Incredible Hulk, X-Men, Iron Man, and The Avengers.
Wow.
Yeah.
I just watched The Avengers Infinity War the other day again, and that movie is just so stinking good. And all of these characters, it's hard to believe that one guy created all of that.
Well, what's really interesting, I think, about Stan Lee is he revolutionized comics by creating superheroes that actually had human flaws and mundane problems that adult readers could relate to, because the superheroes before that were typically these flawless, godlike figures. So after Stan retired as a comic writer, he remained at Marvel as an editor and publisher, and throughout the 80s and 90s, he sort of became a cult figure in the comic book world. He did have a rocky relationship with Marvel over the past 15 years or so, but he still would make cameo appearances in at least 26 different Marvel movies, beginning with the TV movie The Trial of the Incredible Hulk in 1989. And it sounds like he'd already shot his cameo for the upcoming Avengers 4. Mm. So I don't know if he's going to appear in Captain Marvel. By the way, he does have a cameo in Ralph Breaks the Internet, which will be out next week.
I know. Here come all the holiday movies.
Yeah, well, and those cameos started out as a joke in the comics. Like the artists back in those days, they would draw him in as a joke or just to have fun, and he would take it to the next level by putting like a dialogue balloon there, and it would look like he intended it to be there. He didn't try to do cameos in those days, but yeah. So
rest in peace.
What a life.
All you've given us.
I saw a story on Channel 5 that there was a man that lived in Northern Kentucky that was his security guard for years. Like when he would go from like Comic-Con to like Comic-Con, like other comedy things like that. And he said, you always dream about meeting these people that you look up to in person, and maybe they'll, you know, let you down and they won't live up to the expectations. But he said Stan Lee was equally as amazing in person, like on a personal level, as he was professionally.
Mm-hmm.
Which is really, it's really a neat story.
Well, this wasn't a very neat story for Christina Aguilera. I just can't even imagine. She was doing a show in New Orleans on Friday night, and the night before, she hit a bar in town where there was a band that was playing. And she thought it would be fun to jam with the band, but when she went up and asked to sing, she was denied. Somebody got video, and to her credit, Christina took it like a champ. She just said, it's okay, and let them do their thing. There is some video. I'm not sure if you have it over there, but she must not have been too embarrassed about it because she told the story at her concert the next night. She said the guy from the band would not give up his mic. He was older and he wasn't feeling it.
Oh, I found it.
She said, it's okay. I'm going to have to part ways, be on my little merry way, find somewhere else to go.
Last night I go to this, I'm going to tell you a little story really quick because it's funny. But I go to this little like bar and there's like this live band playing, and I was just like, you know, like with my couple of my dancers and the whole thing. And I was just like, oh, you know, after a minute, I was just like, let me just get up on stage and jam with this guy. Maybe I'll sing a song or whatever. It'd be fun. And just like, I don't know, words or whatever. We didn't know each other, the song. And he would not give me the mic. He was like, yeah. He's like a little.
Always feel confident on your second date. With help from the Plastic Surgery Group, schedule a consultation at 513-791-4440 or at theplasticsurgerygroup.com. Surgery has an
art. Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Older, and he was just like, he was not feeling it. He was not going to give up his mic. I was like, oh, I just want to come up and like, what are you going to dance for me? And they're like, no, I was like, I just want to sing a song with you. I mean, I don't know, but so this is very nice. So I was like, okay, I'll just save it for tomorrow then. It's all right. It's all good. He was like, don't hurt yourself. I was like, okay, this is just, you're not feeling me. It's okay. I'm just gonna depart ways.
Well, it's funny. I know, that great. The band leader contacted a local TV station after he heard, after the story got back to him, and he said it was simply a misunderstanding because he didn't recognize her.
I'm sorry, Christina Aguilera. Yeah. I didn't recognize you. I didn't recognize her because she had a cap over her head, and it was all the way over her eyes, and she was she had a jersey on. She shook my hand. She didn't introduce herself. She shook my hand, and her hand was so soft, man, that really got my attention, you know? So I said, you want to dance? There's not much space to dance. She said, sing. I said, sing. I said, what do you want to sing? Her bodyguard came and lifted her up and took her off the stage, and it was a miscommunication. We would really love to have you come back. I promise you, we'll do any song you want to do, honey.
Yeah. All right. Missed opportunity there, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
Oh, dude.
But, you know, they probably get that kind of thing all the time from drunk patrons that...
Yeah, we'll do a song.
Right.
Yeah.
Candy.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
Excellent. Thank you for asking. Yourself?
Good.
Good.
Good. I got your three headlines here. You pick the real one, and you are going to the Train Goo Goo Dolls show at Riverbend next summer, okay?
Cool, thanks.
All right, here we go. Is real one A, a woman stole a live lobster from the tank at Red Lobster, then took off? Is it B, woman steals poop emoji balloon from Party City and immediately gets run over by a bicycle? Or C, Salvation Army bell ringer stops organic fruit thief with karate chop to the throat?
I'm going to go with B.
No, it's not the poop emoji. No, today it was the live lobster.
Ah,
live lobster. I've always wanted to save them and set them free, too.
Yes.
They do set some free, I think, like if they're, you know, lobster bearing, and they toss them back into the water. If it's a female lobster, if I got the story right, watching the CBS Sunday Morning piece. And they also said that Maine lobsters in a few decades will be a thing of the past because as the globe warms, that sweet spot of water temperature is moving more northward, and pretty soon it'll be Canadian lobster.
What do you know?
Yeah. But there's a 42-year-old woman named Kimberly Gable. She is from St. Petersburg, Florida. And on Saturday night, she was at a Red Lobster, and she was drunk and bothering other people, so the manager said, you got to get out of here. So she stormed out, cursing the whole way, and right before she left, she stopped at the tank in the lobby where there are a bunch of live lobsters, and she reached in, grabbed one, and then took off. So the store called 911. A cop tracked down Kimberly nearby, still swearing. She was arrested for disorderly intoxication. As for the lobster, well, I don't know. The cop found Kimberly. She didn't have it with her. And as far as we know, he's still on the lam.
Huh.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at CBGAirport.com.